Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends! This is unbelievable. We are continuing our shiur on the topic of Birchas HaMitzvos, that you make them over last Yasan. In the previous shiur, we bombarded with kashas b'siyata d'shmaya, and now we are going to see a mahalach in this inyan of over last Yasan, making the bracha before you do the mitzvah. In the Ritvan Maseches Pesachim, and of Zion, he brings two reasons why we make a bracha before we do the mitzvah. The first reason is, Kadesh Yiskadesh Tchila B'bracha, V'yegala V'yodiya Shu'oso Osem B'nei Mitzvah Hashem Yisbarach, in order that you should first become holy with a bracha, and you should reveal and inform that you are doing it because of the mitzvah of Hashem. And another reason he brings is that a bracha Samei Avodas HaNefesh, and it's right, it's fitting to be makdim avodas hanefesh l'mayis ishi avodas haguf. First you avodas hanefesh, the bracha, and then you avodas haguf, the maisim mitzvah. So now let's focus on the first reason. The first reason of the ritva was that you are showing that you're doing it b'ibnei mitzvah Hashem Yisbarach. In other words, bracha is not just an inyan of the gavra, that a gavra is doing a mitzvah and he's thanking Hashem that he was zoicha to do this mitzvah. But the bracha is also an ashvuyei b'mitzvah. It's also creating a new reality in the maisa ha-mitzvah, that this mitzvah is a bracha dika mitzvah. This mitzvah is being done l'shem shamayim. This mitzvah is being done with Hashem in mind. This mitzvah is holy. It's a holy act. So it's not just merely for the person, but rather it creates a new reality in the mitzvah. And that's why you have to make the bracha Oyver La'asiyasan. You have to make it first. Why? Because if you make it after the mitzvah, then the mitzvah is already finished. So how can now the bracha create something new in the mitzvah? No, first you make the bracha, and now the mitzvah is going to be a mitzvah, bracha dika mitzvah. It's going to be a mitzvah that has the bracha written all over it, that it's being done l'shem Hashem. The Or Zeruah Nechos Kriya Shema Simen Kuf Mem writes that the Yesod of Birchas HaMitzvahs is that Kishemagia Zman Chiyuvam Yesh Levarach Al Asiyas Mechamas Chibuv. When the time of the Chiyuv comes, you should make a bracha on doing the mitzvah because of the love. Like it says in the Yerushalmi, Minayin shekol ha-mitzvahs tu'unos bracha. How do you know that mitzvahs require a bracha? Rav Kahana b'shem Rav Elazar, ve'etna l'chas luchos evin v'atayra v'amitzvahs hikish ha-mitzvahs l'atayra. Matayra tu'una bracha, af mitzvahs tu'una bracha. Ad kan divrei or zeruah, who brings from the Yerushalmi. So where do we find in the Yerushalmi that mishum chibuv hu? The Or Zeruah says mishum chibuv. Where do you find this chibuv in the words of the Yerushalmi? The Yerushalmi just says, how do you know mitzvahs require a bracha? And they bring from the pasuk, Vet nechas luchos evin v'atara mitzvah. I'm going to give you the tablets of stone, the Torah and the mitzvahs. Just like Torah requires a bracha, so to mitzvah require a bracha. Where do you see chibuv? So the chibuv that the Or Zeruah mentions, this love, is like the lashon of the Ritva. Sheyegala v'yodia shu'oysoysim ebnei mitzvahs Hashem. In other words, Ratzon v'chavivus la'asiyas mitzvahs Hashem. And that is that the mitzvah that's done should be clear that you're doing it l'shem Hashem. And that's why he brings a very good raya, that the mitzvahs require a bracha. Just like Torah requires a bracha, mitzvah the Torah. It's not the gavra that requires a bracha. It's the mitzvahs that require a bracha. Because that's the chibuv ha-mitzvah, that you want to show that this mitzvah is not a maisa stam, but it's a mitzvah l'shem Hashem. Mitzvahs tu'unos brachos. So you have to show that's the chibuv. The chibuv is that you're doing it l'shem Hashem. Mitzvahs require a bracha, so they should be bracha dika mitzvahs to show that you're doing them l'shem Hashem, mechavivus Hashem, and not stam. And with this we can understand Tosfos Pesachim Daf Zayin Rav Aleph, Dibur HaMaslim B'Levayer, in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, that the bracha of La'achniso Shebemila said with a lamed, even though it's Achar HaMila. Normally you should make it, the lamed is from when you do it before. So why do you make La'achniso afterwards? Because you're not making the bracha on what's done now. You're Mishabechu Model Hashem. And they are mitaken it here, Legalosu Lehodia. Shizohamila nasi l'shem yotzreinu. That you're doing this bris milah for God, and not for some avodah zarah dika reason. Fractasis, it's not over l'asiyasan. It's not over l'asiyasan. How do you do without it? How do you make a bracha without it being over l'asiyasan? Answers Tosfos, Rabbeinu Tam, that you don't have to make a bracha over l'asiyasan. Only when the one doing the mitzvah is the one making the bracha. But since here the one doing the mitzvah is not doing one making the bracha, the father makes the bracha, the mother does the mitzvah. The mela, you can make the bracha afterwards, and it doesn't have to be before. And the lama, the reason you're making with the lama is because tam yom b'shabech u'model Hashem. Even though it's after the mitzvah, if it was before, we'd understand why it's with a lamed. But after you're doing it, you're saying it with a lamed because it's lahodos l'Hashem. What about over l'asiyasan? The answer is that it's okay because only has to be over l'asiyasan when the person making the bracha is the one who does the mitzvah. But here there are two different people, and in this the Maharsha writes, and also look in the case of Mishnah Perek Milchos Me'alacha Aleph, that the Rosh in Shabbos answers the kasha of over l'asiyasan by saying that since it's a birchas hashevach, you don't need over l'asiyasan. Right, it's like Tosfos mentions the birchas hashevach. Birchas hashevach don't require over l'asiyasan. Like other birchas hashevach, in Rosh Shabbos Perek Yutes Siman Yud, and the Karban Nisanah there, and Sif Kat Nun. So why did Rabbeinu Tam himself say that? Rabbeinu Tam himself, that would have been beautiful. Could have said, you're saying it with a lamed, even though you're doing it after the mitzvah, and it doesn't have to be over l'asiyasan, because you're doing it after the mitzvah, and therefore you could, it's the shevach, and that's why you could say it with a lamed, and that's why you don't need over l'asiyasan, because it's for shevach, and it's not a birchas mitzvah. So why did Rabbeinu Tam answer that? So based on what we said, you can answer as follows, that normally a birchas hashevach is not an ashvuye b'davar. It doesn't create any new reality in the thing you're doing the mitzvah with, in the mitzvah item or the mitzvah act. And therefore, it doesn't require over l'asiyasan. But since Rabbeinu Tam says, then why are you making this birchas hashevach? Legalos elohodia, to show that this milah is being done, l'shem yotzreinu, for God, and not for avodah zarah, not for any stupid reasons. So, here there is a siachsus lemaisa. You are relating to the maisa. You are being megala on the maisa. So you're right. It's not changing the maisa. It's not an ashvuye b'maisa because it's a birchas hashevach and not a birchas hamitzvah. But it does relate to the maisa. There's a siachsus lemaisa to show that it's being done l'shem Hashem. And since you have to be a dover l'asiyasan because it relates to the maisa, so you would think that this birchas hashevach also has to be done over l'asiyasan, because it relates to the Maisa. And therefore, telling us that it's a Birchas HaShevach isn't enough, because this Birchas HaShevach relates to the Maisa Mitzvah. It's Yeshet Yachasut HaMaseh HaMitzvah. And therefore, telling me that it's only a Birchas HaShevach doesn't have to be done before here, it doesn't help. Because here it's not in general Shevach. It's showing that this Mitzvah is being done to be Megal, not just Prastam praising Hashem, but Megal, that this Mitzvah is being done for Hashem. So therefore, that should require that it should be done prior to the mitzvah act, and therefore Rabbeinu Tam had to come on to another reason. That another person is doing it. If another person is doing it, even in Birchas HaMitzvahs, you don't need over l'asiyasan, and otherwise, you would have to do it over l'asiyasan. And that would also appear to be Mavur Lehejia and Rashi. In Brachas Daf Tesvav and Aleph Divur Masl Bracha Derabbanan, and what it says in the Gemara that you can be Mafrish Truma without a bracha, ayin sham, so I'm at lo shmi ala oznav, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that normally doesn't help with kriya shma, but here it could be mafresh shum beloy bracha, if you weren't mashmi ala oznav at a bracha. So, ad kan loy kamer Rabbi Yehuda, lo yotza. So when are you not yotze? When are you not yotze? When does Rabbi Yossi, when does Rabbi Yossi say you're not Yotze? Alagabe Kriya Shema Deraisa. It's Kriya Shema Deraisa that you're not Yotze. Lo Shmi El Ozna, Aval Truma Mishum Bracha Hu, U Bracha Derabanan, Velo Betruma Talia Milsa. But Truma is because of the Bracha. By Truma, we're not dealing with the Deraisa. By Truma, we're dealing with the mere Bracha. And a bracha is the Rabbanan, and it's not totally in the Truma, Rashi writes, the bracha the Rabbanan who? All we're dealing with is a bracha, which is only the Rabbanan, we're not dealing with the Truma itself. Masha'amu Rabbanan, the kol mitzvahs kulam avarach aleihem or b'lasi yasan. Because the rabbis say that you make the brachas before you do the mitzvah. So you see that brachas are only rabbinic. So since brachas are only rabbinic, you can... be mafrish truma without a bracha and still be yotze truma. Even though you're not yotze the bracha, even though it's lo shmi el aznav, but it's still going to be a good truma because the truma isn't totally in the bracha because the bracha is only the rabbanan. As the rabbis say, Rashi says that all mitzvahs you make a bracha on them over lasi yasan. Ad kan divrei Rashi, but it's very shver because here we're talking about the etzim chiyuv habracha of birchas hamitzvahs, that it's only derabanan, and that Rabbi Yossi says that the bracha isn't necessary. Now, why does Rashi bring the statement of Yehuda Amar Shmuel that all brachas are over lasiyasin? All mitzvahs you make a bracha on them over lasiyasin. That's not what we're talking about over here. We're talking about the bracha being derabanan. Why does Rashi bring in that you have to make brachas over lasiyasin? That's a different inyan. Rabbi Kiv Eger was omed on this, and that goes before Shiyam, and then it goes Halavushim Pesachim Simon Beis, and the Maritz Chayis and brachas, and the Ksaf Sofer and Arachayim Simon Chaf Aleph. So a lot of people discuss this kasha, like what's Rashi bringing in this inyan of over lasiyasin? All that's important for us to know is that a bracha is merely derabanan, and therefore yachasit deraisa, and therefore the truma is chal even without the bracha. So based on what we explain, we can answer as follows: that miloshen agamar bracha derabanan, velo bebracha talia milsa. We see that if the bracha would be deraisa, then the hafrasha would be tluya bebracha. And then the hafrasha wouldn't be chal without a bracha. And that's what's written there in the Tosfos HaRosh and brachas, Ayin Sham and the Pnei Yehoshua and the Sugya, and the Shagas Aryeh and Simon Zayin, and there's a Grois HaRichus and the Devar Avram and Chelek Aleph Simon Tezayin, with the Kasha of Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, Lenin Birchas HaTorah, that's Doraisa, Ladas HaRamban. So the bracha should be ma'akev, because we say that if the bracha is mashin rashi, that if the bracha is deraisa, the bracha is ma'akev. But if the bracha is derabanan, the bracha is not ma'akev. So that's why, according to Rabbi Yossi b'di'evit, if a person was mafrish without a bracha, he's yotze because the bracha is only derabanan. But if the bracha were deoraisa, then he wouldn't be yotze. Now, why is this? If the bracha is deoraisa, what that means is that deoraisa, the hafrasha, was given in such a way that it should be bebracha. And therefore, without a bracha, there's a pagam in the hafrasha, and the hafrasha wouldn't be chal. And in that the Gemara says that this inyan, that there's a chalos b'mitzvah al yedei bracha, is only derabanan. And therefore, lo b'bracha talya milsa, because the mitzvah was given min ha-Torah without a bracha. Had the mitzvah been given min ha-Torah with a bracha, and that bracha we know makes a chalos in the mitzvah, that would mean that if you didn't make the bracha, then you didn't do the mitzvah. But since the bracha on that freshest shum is only derabanan, the bracha is not li'ikuva, it's not totally in the bracha. You're right, the bracha is an ashvuyeh in the mitzvah, but it's not only derabanan. but not d'oraisa. So therefore, when the Gemara says that brachas d'rabbanan, it not does only mean the chiyuv brachas d'rabbanan, but what the bracha is poyeles b'mitzvah, how the bracha affects the mitzvah. And on that, the Gemara says that it's not min ha-Torah, it's only mid'rabbanan. So we see that mid'rabbanan, there is a bracha b'mitzvah. And on that, Rashi brings, kol ha-mitzvah z'varach aleihem or b'la'asiyasan, because that's what we're trying to show over here. We're trying to show like this, that since it's only d'rabbanan the bracha, meaning that it only affects the mitzvah, it only shapes the mitzvah, on a d'rabbanan level, therefore, on a d'oraisa level, the trim is a good trim without it. So you could be yotzei afrasha without a bracha. But if afrasha would be if the bracha would be d'oraisa, then your truma wouldn't be a good truma, because that means min ha-Torah, the bracha has to shape, the bracha has to mold, the bracha has to create a proper hafrasha's truma by being megala that you're doing it l'shem Hashem. And therefore, if one didn't make a bracha, he would not be yotze. And but the Gemara says, don't worry about it though, bracha is only d'rabbanan, and it's not totally, the hafrasha is not totally in the bracha. And on that, Rashi brings not only that bracha is d'rabbanan, Rashi brings that the overlasiyasan is d'rabbanan. That making brachas over la'asiyasin is d'rabbanan. To tell you that this whole inyan of brachas, making the mitzvah, determining what type of mitzvah you're doing, is only d'rabbanan. Because if it would be d'oraisa, then you wouldn't be yotze. So that was the whole point of the Gemara and Rashi, is to be mechalik between the d'rabbanan and d'oraisa, as far as the brachas is concerned, not as far as the brachas is concerned, but how the bracha affects, shapes the mitzvah. So if the mitzvah is, if the bracha is d'oraisa, that means d'oraisa, it needs a d'oraisa a tinge to it. It needs a d'oraisa shape to it. So therefore, without a bracha, it wouldn't would be nothing. But since bracha is only d'rabbanan, you only have to be megala that d'rabbanan that you're doing it l'shem Hashem. But d'oraisa, it's a good maisa even without the bracha. Therefore, you're yotzei, and that Rashi correctly brings kol ha-mitzvah z'varach aleihem over la'asiyasan, to show that it's only d'rabbanan that you have to do over la'asiyasan, and the whole point of over la'asiyasan is you're doing it, the making the bracha before, as we explained, in order to shape this bracha, in order to show why you're shape this mitzvah, in order to show why you're doing the mitzvah. Beautiful. And with this, we can also explain the she'iltas in mitzvah kuf on pidyon kerem ravine chutz laretz, redeeming the fourth year of the vineyard in Chutz Laretz, that you make a Shekhar Hashanah B'Sanu al Pidyon HaKerem. And this he brings, Kol Mitzvah Zvarach Aleihem Over La'asiyasin, and the Hamek Sheila, and Sifkat Yud Beis, he's Omen on this. The She'iltas just writes that you have to make a bracha, he doesn't say it has to be Over La'asiyasin. So what does he bring? The words of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, that it has to be Over La'asiyasin, he just brings that you have to make a bracha. So based on what we explain, we can answer as follows. That Ha'amemek Shelo, the Netziv writes there in Os Yud, that there's no mitzvah of a pigeon revive a chutz laretz, and it's only a maisem matir on the peiros. There's no mitzvah of pigeon revive in chutz laretz, it's a maisem matir on the peiros. And the bracha is tluya, and the machlok is Rambam Ravid in the sixth parak of Luchos Erev and Aloch of Dalid, if you make a bracha on Erev Tchumen, which is just a matir and not a mitzvah ayin sham, the machlok is over there. So we could say, according to this, that the reason of this bracha, that it's not a mitzvah to thank afterwards, the reason of this bracha, which is not a mitzvah. So why do you make this bracha and thank Hashem, Sher Kiddushah, blessed are you Hashem, who commanded us, and Pidyon HaKerem, why do you make a bracha if it's just a matir? And it's not necessarily a mitzvah. Right? We have a machlokes, if you make a bracha on Erev Tchumen, which is a matir, not a mitzvah. So why by Pidyon Revai, which is only a mati, are you necessarily making a bracha? So the answer is to show and to be koveya b'maisa, shemaisa shel Torah, pol b'shel Torahu, V'lo ma'isa ba'alma. You're showing that it's not stamam empty ma'isa. You're showing that it's a ma'isa ha'poel b'shel Torah. So it's just like a bracha on a mitzvah. What's the purpose of the bracha on the mitzvah? To show that you're not doing stama ma'isa and empty ma'isa. You're doing it for Hashem. So here also, when you're making this bracha on Karim Ravai, since it's only a matir, so you're going to say, if it's only a matir, then why are you making a bracha? The answer is to show that this is a ma'isa of Torah. This is a ma'isa matir al pi Torah. So that's the same idea as a birchas hamitzvah. I said before, you make it afterwards. You're not making it after, you're making it before. But the point of this bracha that you're making on the Kerem Ravai, when you're mafresh Kerem, when you make the bracha on redeeming the Kerem Ravai, is to show that this is a ma'isa of Torah and it's not stama ma'isa. And that is apropos. It is apropos to bring Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, who says, "Kol mitzvahs mevarach over lasiyos." And this isn't a mitzvah. This isn't a mitzvah, Asinatziv. The answer is yeah, but you need the bracha for the same reason as birchas hamitzvahs. Just like birchas hamitzvahs is to show that this mitzvah is being done l'shem Hashem, so too, when you're doing the ma'isa pidyon, which is this matir, you have to show that you're doing it. It's a ma'aseh torani. It's a Torah dika ma'isa. We also see this inyan in what the Rambam writes in the first paragraph of his brachas alacha gimel, u'kishem shemavarach and al hanoa, just like you make a brach on hanoa, the Rambam writes there in alacha gimel, midivrei sof from the bracha called machal tchila b'achach yahane. First you make the bracha on the meichel, and then you eat your nene. Kach mevarachem al kol mitzvah mitzvah achach yasoi. So then you make a bracha on every mitzvah, and then you do a pashtus. When the Rambam writes, Levarich v'acharkach. Rambam is telling us it didn't overlas yasan. Kach mevarchen al kol mitzvah mitzvah v'acharkach yaso. So overlas yasan. So lechora this overlas yasan is a prat b'dini abrachos. The Rambam writes it. Perak yud aleph halacha gimel. And here the Rambam is talking about geder v'sug shel bracha. Because the Rambam first talks, he says birchas hanenin, then birchas hamitzvahs, and then birchas hoidah. Afterwards, Rambam talks about birchas hoidah. So why is the Rambam, when he's being magdir, the etzem hamitzvah, why does he come and tell us a detail? Oh! And it should also be over la'asiyasin. When you do a mitzvah, do it over la'asiyasin. No, you're categorizing mitzvah, you're categorizing brachas. Hano, mitzvah, shevach, hoidah. So why do you have to bring in this prat of over la'asiyasin? When you're being magdir the etzem habracha, so we see that it's not just a prat; it's actually the yisod of these brachas. The brachas chal in the mitzvah itself, and therefore it's mischayev from this that the person should make the bracha and then do the mitzvah. That this should be asiyah shel mitzvah shel achar bracha. It's an under a certain mitzvah, different mitzvah. It has a shame acher shel asiyah. It's a different type of asiyah because you made a bracha. Just like Birchas Hananin. What's Birchas Hananin? Birchas Hananin also, you want to be Poel Begufa Dovar. Look in the Sefer Maftech with the Achronim, right about this Tzushtel. But in the Birchas Hananin, you want to be Poel Begufa Dovar. Like it says in the Rambam, Halacha Beis, Al Pi Agmara Bibrachot, Aflamed Heomet Aleph, Sha'ocha Beloi Brocha Moal, Ain Sham. So we see that the Poelis HaBrocha Bedovar Anechal. It's mafkia the dover anecha mide mi'ila. So that's gevaldik. And it's a schus to eat it. It was holy, and now for God, and now you're making a bracha to allow yourself to eat this holy thing. So it's poil on the object. So to birchas mitzvah is poil on the mitzvah. Kishem. So to birchas hamitzvahs, and memeila has to be over la'asiyasan. Just like before you eat it, you have to make the bracha in order that it shouldn't be meila. So too, before you do the mitzvah, you have to make a bracha in order to show that you're doing it for Hashem. It's poil in the mitzvah. And then the Rambam's mamshich, and he says, Ubrachas Rabbis Tiknu Chamim Derech Shevach Vaydav Derech Bakasha Kedei Litzkor Saburei Tomit Alf Mishlonen Evlasa Mitzvah. Many brachas of the Chamim were attacking by way of Shevach and Oidoya Derech Bakasha, in order to remember God always, even though you're not Nene, you're not doing a mitzvah. In other words, in contrast to the other brachas, which are creating a new mitzius of the Hanah, it's allowing the Hanah. It's creating a mitzius in the mitzvah that you're doing this l'shem mitzvah, and it's not stam an empty act, rather you're doing it l'shem Hashem. And therefore it's a brach al dover sheyesh b'em Hanah, or asiyas ha-mitzvah. But if you say you have brachas that are not an ashvuye b'davar, acher, kol ikarom, the whole essence of these brachas is derech shevach, you're thanking God, but it's not an ashvuye, it's not creating any chalois, any mitzius, any new creation on this object, on this maisa. Rather, it's in general, it's a praise to Hashem, in contrast to the brachas of hanan and brachas of mitzvahs, which are an ashvuye, which are yitzirah chadasha in this mitzvah, that now this mitzvah is being done l'shem Hashem, or that this me'ila is now mutter, this food was me'ila and now it's mutter by this bracha, so it's an ashvuye in the chayfetz, it's creating something new in the object, now it's mutter b'hanah, now you can eat it. And we see this in the shaychus of brachas hanan with brachas hamitzvahs, also in the din that the Gemara says in brachas mem gimel amid beis v'nifsek b'shulchan aruch b'simin reish vav sif dalid. Sheva birchas hanan, and you have to hold it in your right hand. I ain't shum mishne bur b'sif katan yud ches b'shem achronim, and so to birchas hamitzvahs. I ain't shum, and so to in the balam or in pesachim zayin amid beis l'nitias lulav. And that's the inyan we've been talking about, that since birchas hanan is not a birchas haydah shel agavra al atzmoy, that he's self-thanking God. Rather, yesh kan bracha mityacheset v'chala al hachefetz shebaim le'echol oto. This bracha relates to the object you're going to eat. You need an achiza b'davar. You need to hold on to it. To be mishayich the bracha that the gavra was saying to what he's holding in his hand. So sigh by birchas hanan and sigh by birchas hamitzvah. You have to hold it in your hand, because it's you're creating this new mitzvah in this object. Whether that it's not just you're thanking God, but that now this maisa mitzvah with this object is being done for Hashem, and this maisa of hanah is now mutter because I made the bracha which takes off the isur me'ila. So they both relate to this object. And the maisa you're doing with the object, and it's not stam the person. So therefore, both birchas hanan and birchas hamitzvah, you have to hold the object to show that there's a siachsus to the object that you're going to eat or you're going to do the mitzvah with. That this isn't stam you're holding. You're holding an object and you're doing a maisa with the object, but rather this is a mitzvahic object, and therefore you're making the bracha, you're holding it. So B'siyata D'Shmaya, we learned a lot, and we have a long way to go, sweet friends, to understand the inyan of Brachas Over L'Asiyasan, and hopefully we are going to continue. Hashem should give us the koach, and the moach, and the Simchas Chaim, to continue this shir, and have many other shir in B'siyata D'Shmaya. B'simcha B'tuv Lev of Meirov Kol, and always to remember that after all the beautiful lamdas and chidushim, and kashas, and terutzim, Seif Dovra Kol Nishma Es Elohim Yira Ves Mitzvosav Shmor Ki Zeh Kol Adam. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.